Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm not going to be bullied when I'm trying to get answers for the American people. And I'm not going to be bullied into silence when I'm sticking up for the American people.
This does take a level of guts. I want you all to watch the exact moment that Donald Trump forces Senate Majority Leader John Thune to stop and talk to the cameras about the Iran war, when John Thune is very, very clearly trying to walk away and trying to get away from the press. This was only moments before Donald Trump screamed at a slew of Republican senators in a private briefing over their war powers resolution trying to rein in his failing Iran war. Donald Trump is losing his mind, and because of that, the entire GOP is in disarray. Senator Bill Cassidy reportedly got into a screaming match with Donald Trump, referred to him as brother, and Trump said, "I'm not your brother, sit the hell down." We will talk more about this throughout the video, but I want to start off with this clip of Donald Trump awkwardly forcing Senate Majority Leader John Thune to stop and talk to the press. Trump then proceeds to lie to the press about the Iran war, but it's really a sight to see. Notice Thune's body language when he tries to walk off. And by the way, if you appreciate these news videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe. It genuinely goes a long way to help boost our message in the algorithm. And let's just start right here.
The war is going very well. As you know, we're winning by a lot. Iran is making very big concessions. We'll see what happens, but it's been very, very, very powerful.
Okay, Iran is not making concessions, but we'll get to that in just one moment. The reality is, you can read a lot of body language in this clip. You don't even have to be a body language expert. Look at John Thune, on the left, puts his hand up and tries to say, "Stop, I don't really want to go talk in this direction." Trump puts his hand on Thune and decides to reroute him so they stand in front of the press. And what's happening here is just yesterday, John Thune voted for a war powers resolution that passed in the Senate, in the House, with both parties. Trump is trying to essentially, in his mind, humiliate John Thune by making him stand in front of the cameras. I just watch this one more time and notice how uncomfortable Thune immediately becomes. I believe he touches his face.
The war is going very well. As you know,
This is honestly just narcissism on display. It is, on Trump's behalf. He wants to stop in front of the cameras. He wants to try to humiliate the man next to him, and he wants to defend his failing war with Iran, in which we've gotten zero concessions at all. Trump is lying, and the reality of the situation is, once this war powers resolution was passed, in this clip here.
On this motion, the yeas are 50, the nays are 48. The concurrent motion is agreed to.
This was a passing yesterday, and the reality is, week after week after week, Iran has successfully been squeezing concessions out of the United States by basically, like, pulling the football out from under us. Have you ever seen the Charlie Brown skit where he goes to kick the football and the football gets pulled out from under him? That is essentially what is happening to Donald Trump over and over and over. Iran knows that if they put certain poison pills in the Memorandum of Understanding, like, hey, we'll only agree to this if Israel pulls its troops out of southern Lebanon. Iran knows that Israel is not going to withdraw its troops from southern Lebanon, so then they can extract more concessions from the United States by saying, hey, your ally, your supposed ally of Iran, isn't following the memorandum. We need another concession from you. Then we need another concession from you. We need more sanctions lifted. We need more money. We need more money unfrozen. We need more tolls for the Strait of Hormuz. They keep squeezing concessions out of Trump, and he is getting absolutely destroyed. Yesterday, in retaliation for this war powers resolution, Donald Trump decided to completely scrap a housing bill that was signed by both sides in the Senate and signed by both sides in the House, and he decided to, in a petty manner, throw a tantrum and rip that up. Honestly, beyond the politics of this one kind of hurts. Like, it's kind of painful because this was a genuinely well-crafted housing bill. Like, just partisanship aside for one second, both sides came together and made concessions and put everything on the table and actually came to a pretty solid housing bill. And it would have allowed for a lot of surgical deregulation that would help out a lot of Americans who need it. Of course, it wouldn't be perfect. Nothing will be perfect, but it was actually a solid bill. And Trump decided to essentially veto it, or he's not going to sign it, rather, because of this war powers resolution. The reality is, as we'll notice in one second when the Republicans are screaming at Donald Trump and he's screaming back, everybody knows this is a failing war. That is why the War Powers Resolution passed. The Memorandum of Understanding is not only a joke, but it essentially places pressure on our Gulf allies to give Iran $300 billion, the same Gulf allies that Iran was just striking at because of us. So today, Representative Virginia Fox from North Carolina must have not gotten the memo because she still showed up for the Trump event announcing housing, even though the event was canceled. Let me show you this clip of Virginia Fox getting told that the meeting is canceled. Dude, look at this. They had an entire event set up with statues and with like construction stuff and with chairs, and they were going to have everyone sitting down so they could sign the bill, and Trump canceled it. That enraged a lot of people. We then come to the meeting that happened today. Of course, Donald Trump visited Capitol Hill in order to do a private meeting with Republicans. And in this private meeting, it turned into a screaming match. I already showed you the clip of Donald Trump trying to awkwardly like court John Thune and get him in front of the cameras. But let me show you what Senator Cornyn from Texas said right after the meeting.
How did you feel being with the president after he campaigned against you?
Well, I think the office is certainly entitled to respect.
What was the mood like in there? The Republican conference, though, given where you guys are right now before the midterms?
The president closed by preaching unity, but he spent the entire hour talking about things which were not exactly unifying.
What's the consequence of not passing?
I mean, you know, he's not going to directly shit on Trump, but he said Trump tried to close with unity, but he spent the entire time talking about things that weren't exactly unifying. Here is Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana explaining how Donald Trump was yelling at him. He yelled back, and Bill Cassidy was sticking up for the American people by saying, "This is all BS. Your memorandum, it's all BS. It's all failing." And then he called Trump brother, and Trump said, "I'm not your brother. Sit down."
You have not told the American people what's going on. It was supposed to last 4 weeks, it's lasted 4 months. Our original objectives have not been achieved. And I want to know what's going on. He did not particularly care for my comments. Raised his voice. I lost my temper. That's not appropriate. It's the Irish in me. But I, again, matched his tone and his volume. And it went back and forth.
Now, there's another clip of Senator Bill Cassidy explaining what happened. It's important to note, Senator Bill Cassidy was running for a position a few weeks back, and Trump endorsed his opponent. And due to that, Senator Cassidy lost. Here is Rachel Scott talking to him about what happened.
Yeah, the American people just need to know what's going on with Iran. And I don't think there's been sufficient information shared with Congress or with the American people. So that was my message.
How was that received by the president? Did this turn into a shouting match?
Well, voices were raised, put it that way.
Any regrets on anything you said?
No. I'm not going to be bullied when I'm trying to get answers for the American people. This is not about me. It's not about the president. It's about the American people knowing what's going on. And right now, there's just like, it seems like we're being told different things by different people. He may be right. I just think there needs to be more kind of, let's be open about it. And I'm not going to be bullied into silence when I'm sticking up for the American people.
Dude, honestly, obviously, Senator Bill Cassidy and I disagree on a lot. He's voted for a lot of horrendous things. But this does take a level of guts to stick up to the president and then say repeatedly, I am not going to be bullied into backing down, especially on something as huge as the Iran war. Manu Raju says, more news on the Bill Cassidy-Trump blowup, per source. Trump told Cassidy to sit down, but Cassidy refused and raised voice. Trump called him a lunatic. That's rich, said a source. Cassidy referred to Trump as brother. Trump told him he wasn't his brother. Cassidy eventually sat down. So Trump threw a temper tantrum after nuking a housing bill because his failing Iran war was being reeled in. Think about this. This is the most egotistical, narcissistic president that we've ever had the dishonor of having in the Oval Office. This man is screaming at people, demeaning people, because he doesn't want to build housing for the American people. He wants to find an off-ramp for his failing war. Senator John Kennedy says, quote, "The president was mad as a murder hornet about the war powers vote during the meeting." Quote, "And I don't blame him," says Senator John Kennedy. All right, F this guy, number one. Number two, how are these Republicans who were defending a failed war 20 years ago that start with the letters IRA still defending a failed war with a country that starts with the letters IRA? Over and over and over, the Republican Party will get into power, cut taxes for the rich, cut Medicaid for the most vulnerable Americans, and then go to war over oil or over money or with some country that starts with the letters IRA. We have new news here. Speaker Mike Johnson said he will meet with President Trump tomorrow in a bid to figure out, well, everything. Housing has been nuked by Trump after both sides reached an agreement. And can I just point out how insane that is? How effing insane it is. It is so rare that both sides come together and able to come to an agreement. The last time this happened was like 9 months ago when both sides voted on food stamps for chicken. Republicans were saying, we don't want it for any hot food. But they came to an agreement and they helped people. They helped Americans. Since then, it's been clashing, clashing, clashing. And finally, they came to some sort of agreement. And, you know, it's now going nowhere because of Trump. Housing, the SAVE Act. The floor is frozen because of the Save America Act, meaning there's no motion, there's nothing moving, there's no legislation passing because Trump wants this completely absurd Voting Rights Act that essentially re-rigs the entire system. Johnson also just met with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Senator Roger Marshall said those conversations in the behind-the-scenes meeting were, quote, very much like a hospital board meeting when a bunch of doctors are yelling at each other. But at the end of the day, we figure out a way to get along. Bro, these people are so corny. I'm sorry. We're all one team, they say after getting screamed at by the orange lunatic. Quote, voices were raised, he said. He was specifically asked about an exchange between the president and Senator Bill Cassidy. Jake Sherman at the bottom reports, President Donald Trump spent 90% of his lunch with Senate Republicans so far railing about the war powers vote yesterday, criticizing Murkowski, Mitch McConnell, Bill Cassidy, and Rand Paul. The reporting also says that when Donald Trump was railing against Senator Lisa Murkowski, she walked in late at a kind of awkward time as he was railing against her and Cassidy and yelling at everybody. So then Lisa Murkowski walks in, the senator, and she begins to raise objections about the housing bill that was shot down yesterday. So she's then like, dude, why would you shoot this down? Essentially, the entire GOP is in disarray because of Trump's awful decisions. And this is what he's currently saying in the Oval Office. This was Donald Trump's Oval Office meeting with NATO Secretary Mark Rutte. And it seems like Mark is at least doing a good enough job of glazing Donald Trump and sucking up to him and praising him that Trump is now understanding that Ukraine isn't actually losing.
You like winners. Do you think President Zelensky is winning right now? You famously,
well, he's doing pretty well. Look, no matter how you look at it, he's doing pretty well. He's holding his own, at least. A lot of people dying on both sides, but I think he's doing pretty well.
Trump even says at the end, you've got to hand it to him. Now, don't mistake this as some softened Trump or whatever, but the reality is he's highly narcissistic. He's very narcissistic, and if Mark Rutte comes and glazes him enough, he will change his mind on things like this. How is he more supportive of going to war with Iran and using our resources to do that than helping our allies pool together resources to defend Ukraine? It's rather suspicious. I want you to watch the body language of Pete Hegseth and J.D. Vance while Trump is saying this, because neither of them really want to agree.
You think President Zelensky is winning right now? You famously,
well, he's doing pretty well. Look, no matter how you look at it, he's doing pretty well. He's holding his own, at least. A lot of people dying on both sides, but I think he's doing pretty well.
Look at these Russian stooges over there to the right, just not even nodding their head. They don't even want to agree with something that is vaguely pro-democracy. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos on the Atomocracy feed and you want to see more and more and more, double check to make sure you're subscribed below. Drop a blue heart. I love you all, and peace out.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.